Blog Talk Radio.
Never would have made it without Jesus Christ. Now let's rise, rise, rise for salvation. The devil under my feet, and he ain't stopping me. Now let's don't take it now. Never would have made it without Jesus Christ. Now let's rise, rise, rise for salvation. For God to love the world, he gave his only son. Now let's rise, rise, rise for Jesus Christ. Let's rise for everybody who wanted change in their life. We stomping all on the devil just trying to make it to heaven. I love Jesus Christ and I know he loves me too. If you love Jesus Christ, put your hands up in the air and scream, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Like a car without no motor in it, I need you, Jesus. And I'm blessed and out of favor. And my God, he is the greatest. Break curse on our generation. We rise and know it's temptation. Patience. Yeah, that's what I said. We rise and know it's temptation. It's stomping all on the devil. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. Shout out to Donald Jr. He started this rise movement. Never would have made it without Jesus Christ. Now let's rise, rise, rise for salvation. The devil under my feet, and he ain't stopping me. Now let's don't fade it out. Never would have made it without Jesus Christ. Now let's rise, rise, rise for salvation. For God so loved the world, he gave his only son. Now let's rise, rise, rise for Jesus Christ.
Hey, we rising for Jesus Christ, man. Everybody put your hands up. If you sick of living in sin, sick of having the devil control of your life, man, let's rise over temptation. We're going to make it. We're coming soon, heaven.
Hey, hey, hey. Y'all know what time it is, man. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B, and you are now tuned in live to Spiritual Fetus each and every Sunday. That's 7 p.m. on the west and 10 p.m. on the east. Y'all make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the one button to be heard. A couple of rules right here on Spiritual Feeding. All we ask you to do is to bring your plate, aka your Bible, because you are going to get fed today. All week we have been talking about trust, and we're going to be talking about that today. Later on in the show, we're going to have the testify time. This gives you an opportunity to testify how good God has been to you. But in the midst of the show, you can always press the one button and chime in on the trust topic, because we know that you love God and we know that you are a believer. You also can jump in the chat room. The chat room is open to chat it up, a.k.a. bless it up. All you got to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Make sure you build your profile in there and go to the top of the page and follow the show so you can know when Spiritual Feeding is live, so you can feed your spirit. Now, before we go any further, we're going to go ahead and open up this show with prayer. So I'm going to ask you to bow your heads and open up your spirit. Father God, thank you, Lord. Thank you for blessing us, God. Thank you for being so true, so honest. Your word never comes back void, and we can trust you, Lord. Thank you for being an example of who we are, who we belong to, and that we can trust you. God, I ask you right now to remove me and use me. Use me as a tool, Lord, to speak your word and your will on today, God. Father God, let everybody under the sound of my voice, listening from their phones, listening online, listening from their iPod, wherever they are, be blessed on today. Be blessed on today, because we know when we believe and trust you, we are blessed and highly favored. Can I get an amen? All right, y'all. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. We're going to get into this topic right here. I love trusting the Lord, you guys. I love trusting because I know that I can put my trust in God and he will not fail me. Let's go right here. Let's bust it wide open with the scripture. Get your plate out, a.k.a. your Bible. You know what it is. We feeding today. Y'all eating? Because I know y'all see the table. It look good, don't it? Yeah, that's what God put that right there. Here we go. All right. Mark chapter 11, verse 23. It says, "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thy removed, and be thy cast into the sea, and shall no doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." And that's Mark 11:23. And I read that scripture right there because we're talking about trust. So we have to trust in doubt. Trust in doubtful situations. I mean, we all go through doubt, and doubt and fear is one of the things that hold us down. But a lot of times we doubt ourselves on some of the things that we should do, some of the places that we should be, how we should act, who we should hang out with. I mean, so much doubt that go on in our minds and our lives. But I want y'all to trust in doubt when you're doubting something. And it's so important. And I say that one of the hardest lessons we have to learn is to trust God, y'all. It's hard for humans. As humans, we have a tendency is to lean on our own understanding. But, you know, Psalms 34, again, we're going back to the plate. Go ahead and get you another scoop. Chapter 34, verse 4 says, his wise words for us was, "I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears." Again, that's chapter 34, verse 4 says, "I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears." Not some of my fears, not one of my fears, all of my fears. Jesus taught his disciples that, you know, if they ask God for something, they must believe he will answer it. You got to believe it. You got to know this without a shadow of a doubt. You got to believe that God is going to answer you. And also in Mark here, in Matthew's and in Mark's, he taught us that if the disciples believe without doubting, they will receive what they ask for. As disciples of Christ, this applies to us as well. It didn't just apply to them, it applied to us. So, you know, when we truly trust God, doors will open. I mean, it will fly off the hinges. That's why we never, you know, that's why when doors open that we never even imagined or even thought they existed, we start getting blessed, abundance. Say it in Jeremiah 33, get back to the plate, go ahead and get you some miracle macaroni and godly collard greens. Jeremiah 33, verse 3 says, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." And for those, I know I'm going through the scriptures, I'm going to slow down, but I'm going to put these up in the chat room too. I'm going to start putting the scriptures that I'm saying in the chat room so you guys can go ahead and reference back to it. You know, it's something like them good leftovers, but God is not a leftover. He is the main course. The word is the main course. So I'm going to start putting them up in the chat room so you guys can get that. I mean, I just thank God so much for that. I mean, I just thank God for giving me the opportunity to trust him, to show himself true unto me. Good day. Let's go to the guidelines and get some love. I see y'all on the call queue, and I see y'all online. I appreciate everybody calling into the show. So let's go ahead. I got one of my beautiful co-hosts here. Zaniyah is live in the building. She will be co-hosting with me on Step Your Game Up Saturdays starting in April. Each and every Saturday we will have Step Your Game Up Saturdays, and this is for the business owners to get interviewed, showcased, and promoted. So, Zaniyah, you already know you live in the building, queen, and welcome to the show.
Thank you, Miss Lady. How are you?
I am fine. Let me let
all
you know
right,
this.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's filled with your feelings, and I'm excited. We're talking about trust today. Zaniyah, throw it on us, man.
Oh, my goodness. In times of trusting God, I don't even know where I would be if I didn't have a spiritual background. there's just been so much that's gone on in my life, so many ups and downs, and the fact that I did trust and I have just somebody that God is really opened so many doors for me. I just don't know where I'd be if I didn't have my faith, you know, because you do get to that point where you're just like, oh my gosh, am I doing stuff right? You know, why is everything going wrong? But then I'm like, no, let me think. If this is happening now, then it must be for this reason. And that's what's going on, you know?
You're definitely right about that. If something has happened to me right now, it's for a good reason. God is preparing me for something. I may be going through something.
Mm-hmm.
God is preparing me, so he's putting me through some things. He's toughening. It's kind of like building up that muscle, building up that spiritual muscle, building up our faith for something a lot more better later or something more challenging later that, you know, God wants for us. So I definitely can agree with you, touch and agree with you on that. I honestly believe that, and you're right, Denai, and I thank you for sharing of the spiritual feeding. Let's go to the guidelines and get some more love, man. We're going to start calling out some numbers. I see you guys all in the room. Press the 1 button to be heard. That's 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. Let's go. 386-341, you're now live on Spiritual Feeding with your girl Diva Ebony B. What's your name? Where you calling from? 386-314.
This is Pastor Smith, and I'm calling from St. Cloud, Florida.
Hey, Pastor, welcome. Pastor Smith, I'm so glad that you're here on Spiritual Feeding. It's always a blessing to have you here. And, of course, we are talking about trust on today. And I definitely know that you have the words to feed us about trust and trusting God.
Well, yes, I want to say that when we look at trust, we're also looking at faith, but basically it being synonymous one and all with one
mm-hmm.
and the other. When we look at Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, and Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 tells us to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding.
Mm.
So if you lean to what we try and understand, we will never get anywhere. We need to trust God with every fiber of our being. And that's a hard thing sometimes for a lot of people. But trusting Him, He said, without faith, it is impossible to please trust. That means without faith, without trust, it is an impossible to please trust. But what we really need to do is to look at ourselves and look real close at ourselves and say, now when we get ready to get in our car, we just put our car in there to start.
Hmm.
You're ready to go down to the store to buy a freezer or a refrigerator or whatever. We trust that we're going to be able to pick and choose the right thing. But when it comes to God, we don't really have that trust. We have all the trust we need until we really need it. And so the thing is to you all out there in radio land tonight is that you must learn to trust Him with all of your heart, because He's never let you down yet. Moses trusted Him. Isaac trusted Him. Abraham trusted Him. Daniel trusted Him in the lion's den. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego trusted Him in the fiery furnace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we can just get ourselves away from this materialistic world and put our eyes on Him, then we will have all that we need. He said in John 1, it says He came to His own and His own knew Him not. They didn't know Him because they didn't trust Him. They thought He was going to come driving a Cadillac, and He came walking. So it, when we see things of that nature, realize that if you don't trust Him, you're not going to reach the kingdom of heaven. You must know him and trust him for yourself. Mom and daddy can't help you. And brothers can't help you. You got to get that thing for yourself. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to leave it there. Go ahead.
Thank you, Pastor. I appreciate it. And I'm going to keep your line open so you can chime in at any time. But you are right, Pastor. You have to have some faith and trust in it. I think the whole thing of with faith is the substance of things unseen. I'm going to get that back before I even say it. Thank you, Lord, for the correction. Always stand for correction.
Yeah, faith is the substance of things not seen, and that's basically, it's like you could take faith, my dear, and you say, use it in a much simpler term. You could say faith is stepping out on something, nothing, and believing that something is really there.
Yes, yes, and that comes from Hebrews chapter 11. Get your plates out, y'all. Get your plates. Your plates, a.k.a. your Bible. This is spiritual feeding. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. You have to believe. Yes, amen. You have to believe. You have to know that God is going to take care of you. It's like, you know, the pot is hot. You brought it to God, and you said, God, this is what I have going on. This is what I want to do. This is what I'm trying to do. I want to open myself. God, give me a clean heart so I can serve nobody but you. You're asking God for this. So you put it in God's hands and you leave it there. Now, when you go back trying to touch the pot, the pot is hot, you're going to burn yourself. If you ask God to do something for you, don't try to go back and be Jesus Jr. and do it yourself. Because it's going to fail. I like using that word, Jesus Jr. A lot of us try to be Jesus Juniors. Just stop. Just stop. If you take it to the Lord will do it because his word never comes back void. And I like what Pastor Smith said. He said, you got to get this thing for yourself. Did you hear that? For yourself. Not for you and your cousin and Craig and Dayday and them, everybody. You got to get this thing for yourself. And that comes with doing a spiritual exercise. How me and Kimberly Ram, a.k.a. Lady Barbara, was talking about last week. And big shout-out to Kimberly. She is not here on the show tonight, but she is here in spirit, and we just bless her, and we ask God to continue to bless her. She is going to a concert tonight, and I know she's having a great time at the gospel concert, and I just pray right now that God cover her with the blood and give her traveling mercies that she come and go. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. But we were talking about that, building that spiritual muscle, getting up every day in the morning before you touch that phone, before you touch anything, smiling that crusty smile and saying, thank you, God, for another day. Talk with him. Have a personal time with him. So important. And out through the day, you and God, if you say you want to have a more personal relationship with him, you got to put into the relationship. And you want him to trust you just as well as he wants you to trust him. Let's go to the guidelines and get some more love. You're not tuned in live to Spiritual Feeding with Diva Ebony B. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard, you guys. Let's go ahead and go to 206-538. You're now live on Spiritual Feeding. What's your name and where you calling from? Okay, we're going to get back to you. And if you guys got me on speaker, you're going to want to take me off speaker because it's going to be an echo. Hey, B, can you hear me? Okay. I'm going to get back to you. I wanted to go because I'm so glad that we're talking about trust, because it had to take for me to build up my spirit. Every day I had to get up, practice, work out, practice, reading the word, things that I didn't understand, not being ashamed to ask my pastor, to ask a spiritual leader, to ask one of my family members that's deep into the word and that's been studying the word. I would necessarily go to someone that hasn't been studying the word. You know, you don't want to get false teaching, or you don't want to get a false word that is not what God is saying. But things that I didn't understand, I went to my spiritual leader, I went to my pastor, or I went to somebody who I know that studied the word and say, hey, I read this scripture and I really didn't understand it, and I don't know how it applies to me or it applies to the situation what it was talking about. It's okay to reach out, you guys. You don't have to be ashamed. That's God's word. And God placed it on my spirit just now. You know, we don't have to be ashamed. Pride. Pride will bring you down. The pride comes before the downfall. The pride comes right before the downfall. So if you're dealing with some pride issues, know that it's about to be a downfall that's going to come behind it. Just a fair warning. Trusting and healing. We know that God is a healer. He is a way maker. He is a strong tower. He is everything. And I like the scripture right here. Get your plate. I'm about to give you another scoop of that spiritual feeding. It tastes good, don't it? James. It's going to come from James. James chapter 5, verse 16. Pray for one another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So I'm going to say that again. Pray for one another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. God is so good. More than once, you guys, Jesus taught about bringing our needs to God and, you know, never giving up. You know, we can keep asking and seeking and knocking until God answers us. Luke 11:9 says, and I say unto you, ask and it shall be given, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. We find a similar verse in Matthew's chapter 7, verse 8. It says, for everyone that asks receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. What encouragement this is. The scripture says it right there. How encouraging is it to know if we ask, we're going to receive it, if we seek it, we're going to find it, if we're knocked, the doors will be open, you guys. There are numerous examples of God's healing powers throughout the Bible, and there are also numerous references to God using illness to glorify himself. Either way, Jesus encouraged us to ask. All we have to do is just ask.
Amen.
And believe it. And keep asking. Keep asking and wait on it. Because when you wait and you're building that faith, you should be happy, glad, waiting on the Lord. Because when he do answer, man, is he going to open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. I'm here to encourage you. I'm here to be used as a tool for God. Because as I minister to you, I minister to myself. Don't think I haven't asked God for some things and prayed on some things. And I just haven't asked for myself. I asked for others, too. Yes, I'm praying for all of y'all. I'm asking God to bless you all. I don't have to know you to pray for you and want God to bless you according to his will. Praying when we're asking God, ask unselfishly. You know, we ain't got to be asking for the Bentleys, the cars, the great husband, the great wife. We should already have faith that God is always preparing us for someone, and he's preparing for those things to happen for us. That faith that, Lord, I trust you. I know you're going to make it happen. I know I don't have to worry about it because I got the victory. You got to stand on that word because there's going to be people who are going to come against you, and they're going to try to challenge you and challenge the word and challenge your faith and say, oh, well, because you don't know this and know that and you don't know that verse in the Bible, you ain't a believer. you're not a believer in God. They're going to try every way. The devil is going to try every way he can to break you. You want to build your spirit up and build your knowledge up and build your studies up till you become like cedar wood. For those who know what cedar wood is, it's a very thick and hard wood. It's not easily broken, and in some instances, you can't break it. Thank you, Lord. I like the cedar wood, Lord. I like that. I appreciate that one. You want to build yourself up, you want to trust God, and you want to have faith, because if you don't have these things, you have nothing.
Amen.
And without God, nothing is possible, but with God, everything is possible.
Amen.
Amen to that.
Everything is possible. Mm-hmm. Speak it. And smile while you're speaking it, too. When you're talking about Jesus, when you're talking about God, it should be a sweet taste in your mouth. Every time I say God, my face instantly turns into a smile. Every time I say Jesus, if you say Jesus right now, you can't help but to smile.
Amen.
We got the victory. I'm going to go ahead and take a short break, and I'm going to get y'all with some Yolanda Adams victory. Go ahead and feed y'all so y'all can keep eating on those good, full spiritual plates. This is Spiritual Feeding with your host, Diva Ebony B. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Press the one button to be heard, because I want to hear, we all want to hear, how you're trusting on God and what has the trust. What have you received from trusting God? How you have been blessed from trusting God? Let's go.
don't know your word. Lord, it's you. I can honestly say my faith is bigger than a mustard seed. Full of life and not living by what I see. Got one day feeling like thousands of years. Time's ticking. Open your eyes. You're here for a purpose to serve him in your heart. You should know this. As for me, I stand in worship. Thanking the Lord for this prosperity, humility. Lord, it's you. Blessing me with a second breath for every season to prepare for the spiritual lesion. Battling my flesh, sometimes it weighs heavy down deep inside, but I surrender. No longer guilty of this chaos and mess ups. Not living as a vessel, strapped up with my breastplate and missiles. I'm ready to face up, no more crying out. Walls of treacherous business, make no mistake. It's not subliminal texting, stop missing. Don't test me, disputed men and women. Destruction under construction, wake up. The truth is salvation, through God he is ruthless. Lord, it's you. That I refuse to lose the light and purity you blessed upon me, cause I'm not no fool. I've been taught by the best, and that best is you, not no worldly dude. Come on, this sister knows what she got to do, showing love and compassion to those lost in need, twisted with no bread to feed. People young, dying, blaming, and questioning, like, Lord, what I do? No, people got it all wrong, they're the ones who didn't accept you. Can't get mad, cause I've been there and done that, and I know I'm telling the truth. Lord, it's you. It's time to go toe-to-toe, teaching these grueling and demeaning so-called streets. Gave me the power to be poetic and maintain your message to get through those that need your lessons, confessions, trials, and tribulation. Lord, you sent me a vision. I'm going to complete my mission. It's not a challenge by faith and with strength. Lord, Black Crown going to get it. It's for you. The Alpha and Omega says the Lord God who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty, you Lord above. And I'm still shouting out, I do this, Lord, because it's you.
Amen, amen, amen. That was my girl Omeka from Black Crown Ministries. Big shout out to Black Crown Ministries tonight. That's hot, ain't it? She spit
that's
that thing.
Awesome. Oh my
God. Look what God can use. Look how God can use you. That's wonderful. Welcome back, you guys, to Spiritual Feeding, man, with Diva Mary Kay, a.k.a. Diva Ebony B. We got a couple of announcements, you guys. We got a couple of events coming up, and I want you guys to know about it. And I'm thanking God in advance for healing over my bronchitis. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So, the Blessed Temple Ministry, Church of God in Christ, welcomes you to come worship with them. It's going to be Sunday at 10 a.m. Every Sunday at 10 a.m. That's the Blessed Temple Ministry, Church of God in Christ. And the address is actually in Tacoma, Washington, 4818 East Portland Avenue in Tacoma, Washington, inside the Bethlehem Baptist Gymnasium. And it's going to be Sunday at 10 a.m., also, Wednesday, the Life Empowerment Bible Study is at 7 p.m. for all ages. And you can actually Facebook them. Facebook the Blessed Temple Ministry, Church of God in Christ. You can Facebook them. Just put in Blessed Temple Pastor Winston. Again, it's Blessed Temple Pastor Winston. Shout out to Pastor Winston, Pastor Andre Winston, and Lady First Lady Winston over there. So you want to make sure you go and fellowship and worship with them on Sunday at 10 a.m. and on Wednesday at 7 p.m. And that's going to be at 4818 East Portland Avenue in Tacoma, Washington. And you guys can also go to spiritualfeedings.com, and I'm also going to be posting their flyer up there. Also, again, Blessed Temple Ministries, Pastor Andre L. Winston and the First Lady Winston, they're going to be April the 7th, the Saturday. They're having a community Easter egg hunt. So that's going to be Saturday, April the 7th. And, of course, it's going to be at the Dawson Park. And that's on 90th and Portland Avenue. Again, that's the Dawson Park on 90th and Portland Avenue. It's going to be from 12 p.m. excuse me, to 3 p.m. This is a free event, so there's going to be food. They're going to have games. They're going to have music and prizes and more. They're asking for each family to bring one large bag of wrap candy. If you can, if not, you know, please feel free to come anyways and enjoy some good food, some fun times, and some positive environment. So Pastor Winston and First Lady Winston at Blessed Temple Ministries is doing it big on April the 7th. that's Saturday, and they're having a community Easter egg hunt. So you guys make sure you go out and support. It's a free event, and it's going to be at Dawson Park, and that's on 90th and Portland Avenue. All right. We got more. Of course, Rodney Lucas of Man of God Ministries and Arthur King's Men, he's going to be doing some big things. What he's doing now, which is going to be phase one, is the open praise and testimony phase one. And it's actually going to be this month, March the 30th. So it's open praise and testimony phase one. It's going to be at the Destination Christian Center, and that's at 1651 Center Street. Again, that's 1651 Center Street in Tacoma, Washington. And it's going to be on March the 30th, 7 p.m. So you can reach out to Rodney, Minister Rodney Lucas, at 253-283-7811. Also, go to Facebook and friend him on Facebook. All you got to do is put in Rodney Lucas, that's R-O-D-N-E-Y, last name L-U-C-A-S, and you can see all the events that's up and coming. Also, I'm going to get Rodney's website, it's too, manofgodoutreach.com, so you go to manofgodoutreach.com. Next up on the list, Diva Spot Radio is going to be broadcasting live from the Willis Skating Ring. Compliments of Minister Rodney Lucas from the Man of God Outreach is going to be on April the 15th. And what we're doing is we're having a fundraiser for the kids. So it's the Youth Skate for Life fundraising party. Y'all come out and support the kids, have some fun. It's going to be on some fun. It's going to be on April the 15th from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at Willard Skate Arena. That's 2101 West Mildred Street in Tacoma, Washington. The admissions for the ages 5 and under is going to be $4, and that includes the skates, you guys. And 6 and up is going to be $8, so that includes your admission and your skates. So you want to come out, mark the date. Again, you can look on my Facebook page. Of course, it's going to be posted up there. That's www.facebook.com/EbonyBrinson. Or you can check out Minister Rodney Lucas. You can go to his Facebook, www.facebook.com/Rodney Lucas. So, we got Rodney live in the building. Let's go ahead and open up his line.
Rodney!
Hey,
sis, what's
going
on? Yeah, Rodney's here. Yeah, I'm in the building. What's going on? God bless everyone that's out there listening. I'm glad and praying and being hopeful and prayerful that God has been blessing everyone today. Hey, it's an honor and a privilege to be here on the air, just giving our praises to God. And this allows God to use us in a mighty way and just do things that thus said the Lord. And it's just, hey, it's an honor. You know me, I pop in on Sundays and say hi and hey, and I'm listening because I need to be fed. Because this
all
is
right.
I'm speaking, and I need to be fed tonight. It's been a good week. Hey, and I appreciate all the announcements. We asking everybody to come out and support the announcement. Oh, I forgot. I meant to tell you, she just announced one for Open and Praise Testimony. That's April the 13th. We had a change on the date on that one. That's
okay.
April the 13th. My bad. I think I gave you the wrong. I gave you an old problem. It's supposed to be the 13th. So I want to correct that, and I'll make sure I get that one, the new one to you. I think I gave you the one out of the wrong bag, sis.
Okay.
But, it's a blessing and an honor. I was enjoying the scriptures that was read so far. I tell you, whew, it took me back to what my pastor was talking about this morning about Jonah being sold over the ship.
Mm.
I had a purpose in my life, and I'm telling you, we all have a purpose in our lives, and when God has put a mandate on our lives to be a blessing to others and to help others come to Christ, I swear it's a blessing to know that there's healing in the Word of God, there's healing in being in the presence of people of God. So, sis, I appreciate you. I love you. Hey, keep up the good work. Now I'm ready to be fed. Is that all right?
Amen. I definitely appreciate that, Rodney. And let me throw a scripture on you right now. Get you some of this miracle macaroni. You know, some of that testified turkey. You know we talking about trust. So let me just give y'all some meat right here. Trust in me. Let me say that again. Trust in need, you guys. God knows what we need before we even ask. Let me show you. God knows what to provide before we know the need. God already knows what provides before we even know the need of it. And right here, Romans chapter 8, verse 26 says, we know if not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groaning, which cannot be uttered. Again, as Romans chapter 8, verse 26 says, we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself make intercession for us with groaning, which cannot be uttered. That's powerful. That's power. I'm just so thankful that God is who he is. Thank you, God. I bless your name because of who you are. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for intercessing for me, intercessing for them. We're talking about trust, y'all. Trusting in the need of God. We're trusting when you're in need, trust that God is going to take care of that thing. Fill your spirit up with that. Just like you trust and you believe, oh, I get a direct deposit for my job. I know my money coming. Oh, I know I got a job. I know my kid is going to obey and be good. I know such and such. Well, we need to start talking about what we know. You that's worldly. Come on. That's something simple. I'm going to put some resistance on you. To build some muscle, some spiritual muscle, some holy weights, some faith weights, some trust weights, some believers. Where my believers at? Where y'all at? Call us up 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Let's go to the guidelines and get some love. I see 206-679. You're now live on Spiritual Feeding. What's your name and where you calling from?
This is Chosen. This is John's brother.
Hey, welcome to the show. What's going on, Chosen?
What's up?
Welcome to Feeding.
Just calling in, supporting you, man. I like how God's using you, man. I like to hear you talk because it gives me motivation as well, too. You know what I mean? So I always feel like, you know, that we need motivation. Everyone needs motivation, you know, so I always like to hear you talk, you know what I mean? So just calling in to support you, man, and to let you know that, you know, you're doing a good job and a good thing, and I always like to listen in, so, and giving a shout-out to Black Crown Ministries and Rodney Men of God Ministries and Jeff Praise and all them.
Amen, God.
So I'm excited for what's about to happen. I'm excited to be a part of the body of Christ, and I'm excited for just having all you guys in my life, you know what I mean, and for God placing you guys in my life and for God bringing me out the streets and bringing me closer to him. So it feels good,
yes,
man.
So. Yes.
Amen to that.
Bringing you out the streets. You trusted God. You believe in him. Listen to your name, Chosen.
Yeah.
That is fantastic.
Trust is everything.
No,
I'm just saying trust is everything, man, because, you know, past couple of days, you know what I mean, mm-hmm. I've been this past week, you know, I feel like, you know, the enemy was attacking my mind, you know, he was bringing up my past and, you know, like I could smell alcohol, but I wasn't even by the alcohol, you know what I mean, I could smell the weed, but I wasn't even by it, you know what I mean, so it was like he was trying to, he was bringing me down, like, you know, trying to attack my mind, you know what I'm saying? Mm. And so every night, man, I prayed and asked God, you know, that he revealed to me what it is that I don't see about myself and things that I don't want but what I need to do, And, you know, so the past couple of days, you've been revealing that to me, man. And so I can say I overcame, you know what I'm saying? And it feels good, man. It feels good. So I'm back.
That's
stepping
what
on the enemy's
about.
Head.
Step on his head. You deserve this right here. Yeah, all right, children, that's what I'm talking about. That's what we're talking about right that right there is trusting God. You knew that, you know, the devil is going to, of course, try to play on our so-called wants and desires or whatever the case may be. He's going to try to trick us because he know he can't get us no other way. So he's going to try to play on our flesh. I'm going to play on this flesh. Oh, I know what you like. I know what you like. He get real Jay-Z on us. I know what you like. No, you don't. You may know what I like, but I need to know what I love. It's the difference between liking and loving some stuff, man. I'm telling you.
Amen.
Man.
That's why it's important that we, you know, walk in. I feel, you know, every day I wake up, man, that I got to die to yesterday so I can, you know, to walk in spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I got to make sure that it's important that, you know, we all walk in spirit, you know, because he said a mind governed by flesh is death and a mind governed by the spirit is life and peace. So that's like, real important.
Amen. Well, you, just as well as I minister to you, I minister myself, but you just lifted me. You just took me on right up on another notch. Just pushed me a little bit more. I just read another holy mile to build some muscles because that's important. And it's important for you to, you know, keep people, and I say this a lot, there's no need for you to have people at your table that do not eat the same food as you do. Don't do it because right when they passing you the peas, pass the peas on the left hand side. I was just thinking about my pass the peas. They're poisoning them peas, man. Bring it up. You gotta really sit down and look at who you eating with. And if they don't eat the same food with you, there's no need for them to be sitting at the table with you. And it's just a blessing that I met you chosen and to be fellowshipping with Black Crown Ministry, to be fellowshipping with Jess Praise, to be fellowshipping with Omega, to be fellowshipping with AB, with Rodney. Everything is coming into place because we removed ourselves out the way. We didn't get puffed up in our own self. That's very important for you not to get puffed up in your own self. And the Lord's Prayer teaches us that it's always right to pray that God be glorified. It is always right for us to do that. Mm-hmm. When we pray, we should pray that God be glorified, his will be done, and our needs, you know, be, and he will be kept, and we will be kept from evil. And that's what it says right there in Matthew 6, chapter 6, verse 9 through 13. It says it right here, God be glorified, his will be done, be met, and we will be kept from evil. Great is the faithfulness. Speak beautifully of the same thing. All I have needed, thy have had provided. Do y'all notice that everything that we ever needed in life, even in our hard times, even when we felt like we was at the bottom of the bucket, we couldn't get no lower, that it was, everything was provided. It was still taken care of. Even when we were out there acting like new fools, everything we need, even still to this day, we may have a couple of bills or whatever that need to be paid, but God has already went ahead of us, and took care of it. Take glory, take happiness and joy in that God went ahead of you and took care of it. Now, when you start trying to be Jesus Jr. and going ahead of him, then they ain't going to get done. I'm letting y'all know that right now. It will not get done. It is truly amazing when you try to comprehend, you know, that the Lord knows our needs before we have knowledge of them. That's powerful. Philippians 4:19 says, "But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by the Christ Jesus." It is made as clear as possible for us to understand by giving up our control. Give up your control. If you really a believer and if you really trust God, and we're talking about trust today, give up your control and trust in God to supply all of our needs. it's hard for us as humans. You want to know why it's hard? Because we make it hard. Because we feel like, oh, I'm going to be uncomfortable if I do that. Oh, I don't know if I can do that. I don't know if I can make it through this feeling. I don't know if I can make it through this fear and this doubt and this shame and this guilt and this depression. I don't know if I can do it. Let me tell y'all something. It's a feeling. And the beautiful thing about a feeling is it's temporary. I can feel mad at you right now. And if I hit the lottery in the next 45 minutes, you think I'm going to care about what I was mad at you about? Hallelujah.
Right.
Y'all better stop playing with this thing. That's what I'm saying. Feel the feeling and let it pass. If you have some fear in your heart about something, face it head on. Do it anyway. Feel that feeling and let it pass. Feel some happiness and let it pass. Feel some joy, let it pass. Feel some pain, let it pass. Feel some shame and let it pass. Remove your control and let God use you. Become humble. Become humble. Thank you, Lord. Use me. Remove me and use me, Lord. Come into me right now and use me, God. I'm a believer. And I'm not afraid to say that I'm a believer in God and that I trust God. And I'm a believer in his son, Jesus Christ. God supplies all of our needs. God wants us to be involved in everyday details of our lives. Did y'all know that? That God wanted us to be involved in the everyday details of our lives? He is the connect.
Mm-hmm.
He is the source. He wants us to know. He's the connect. He's the hookup. He wants us to come to him with everything we need. He loves us and demonstrates his love by supplying our every need, man. I want y'all to apply this thing right here. I'm going to give us some homework today, y'all, because God placed this on my heart. Because even though we get in the spiritual feed and we eating, we need to be able to put some work behind it. Work, faith. Faith, work. All right? So that's the plot is. Thank you, Lord. When you have a need, you guys, that you know that you can't handle alone, go to God in prayer. First thing, just go to God in prayer. If you need confirmation of God's greatness, look to the Word. If you really need some confirmation, like a backup, go to the Word. Whatever it is that you're dealing with, Google it, search it, go to the Bible, go to the Word or whatever that you're dealing with right now to get some confirmation. And what you need to do is do the necessary work required to make the changes that need to be made. Because we got to put in some work. Nothing happens unless you put some action behind it. Now, we got a need. We done went to God. We done went to the Word for confirmation on that situation. Ask God to weigh your wants against your needs. I'm going to say that again. Ask God to weigh your wants against your needs. And then choosing wisely to follow where he leads you. Not where you lead you, where God leads you. But trust that God will supply needs beyond your control. Trust that your life can change in ways you have never imagined. That's what we're going to do today, you guys. We're going to put some work behind it. We're going to put some action behind it. Action words. Trust and faith. Trust and faith. TNF. I'm going to come up with something real tricky for that one. TNF, trust and faith. Start asking yourself, do I got some TNF today? Ask the people around you that's whining. Yeah. You got TNF? What is that, trust and faith? Have you tried that? Oh, my life's about to get cut off. You got some TNF? My woman cheated on me, my man cheated on me. You got some TNF? I lost my job. Do you have TNF? That's what you need, some trust and faith. Guess what? It's free. You got to pay for it. You ain't got to order it online. You ain't got to wait 7 to 10, 15 business days. You ain't got to go to the corner store and get it. You ain't got to slide no cards. You don't have to do no credit check. None of that. Just trust and faith, and it's already there. Can you dig it? Well, amen to that. Excuse me, you guys. This right now, we're going to get into the testify time. I want to hear your testimony. I want you all to call us up, 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the one button, to get your mic open, because it's testify time. Denai, I'm going to start with you, Queen. I know you got a testimony. I know you got something you want to testify about God, and you guys can testify about anything. Just test about the glory of God and how God has been so great.
Oh, my gosh. I don't even know where to start. I think it's just been this past year, especially. Started working with the School of Fashion and Fairs out of New Jersey. Just, you know, have been blessed with knowing so many incredible people. Okay, first, Paulo, I got some. I'm now hosting the show with you. That's going to be absolutely amazing. So I'm proud of Team Sick. Obviously, like, that's a huge blessing. Everybody that I have in my life right now are such incredible people and are such a blessing to me. Family, friends, love them all.
That's what's up. God will put those people around you that can be a blessing to you if you just ask him and wait on him. He got people that we can trust. Go to the guidelines and get some more love. 206-457. You're now live on Spiritual Feeding. Holla at us. Oh, that's my bad. 206-457. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
I should have opened that mic. That would have been great. My bad. I was getting some of this. I was getting some of this holy ham. My finger slipped. It's kind of greasy. My bad. We're going to get back to you. Let's go to Rodney. Rodney. Oh, I see somebody with their hand up. My bad, 708. 708-574. You got live on Spiritual Feeding. What's your name? Where you calling from?
My name is Raymond Bryan. I am located in Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Appreciate it. I'm just basically calling in to say that I'm thankful and blessed every day. You know, I've been through a lot of trials and tribulations. I was almost killed 4 times in my life. And I'm just thanking God that I'm still here. You know, I was almost killed at 6, 12, 13, 14. You know, and I'm still alive, you know, so obviously God still has a purpose for me to do. And I'm going to make sure I fulfill that purpose because he didn't have to keep me here, but he did. I've been saved since I was 14 years old. I got baptized at 14, and it's a blessing, you know. I've been out of a job for a minute, but I'm still able to pay my bills. I'm still able to buy all the stuff I want, you know. So it's been a blessing because it's hard. I have this possession, you know, and I know a lot of people that are unemployed and really need money more than I do, you know. So I'm just calling, you know, to throw my blessings out, you know, throw my socks out there. And I want to give a special shout-out to one of my good friends, Dee Carone. You know, she's really been holding me down. You know, she's really been there for me in the time of need. So I want to give a special thank you to her, you know, just for being such an awesome friend, just for being a blessing in my life.
That is beautiful. That is wonderful. I thank God for you on today. I thank God for him blessing you the way that he has and putting special people in your life to bless you. The devil was after you from young, all through your life, but God covered you with the blood and didn't allow it to happen. Look at that, y'all. When it's said in the word, no weapons formed against me shall prosper, shall work, nor no tongue formed against me shall prosper, shall work. He is living proof. He is living proof. Do y'all hear the joy in that man's voice?
Yes.
You just don't know how good that makes me feel, man. Make me go and go, yes.
Oh,
thank
my
you,
God.
A way maker. I'm glad that you're happy. I'm glad that you called into Spiritual Feeders. I'm your host, Diva Ebony B. My co-host, Lady Survivor. She is not here tonight, but she's usually on the show. But I'm just so glad that you are bold you bold enough to come out wherever you are and say, look what God did for me. It is all right to brag about God. That's what I want to be bragging about all the time. Wow, I'm going to make me a remix. Look at me now. Oh, look at me now. I'm getting praises. Look at me now. Oh, look at me now. Y'all watch out for Diva Ebony B. I swear, I'm going to tear it up. I'm going to have y'all come. Chantal, you going to come on there too. Like, look at me now. We're going to be two-stepping in the video.
Thank you.
Oh, man, thank you for calling in. I'm going to go ahead and keep your mic open just in case you want to jump in. Or any time you can definitely jump in because we passed the praise on the left-hand side. We don't mind passing the praise over here. We share. That's how we
thank
get down.
Amen.
Rodney, I hear you. I got your mic open right now. Man of God Ministries.
You got my mic open now?
Yes, sir.
Listen, yeah, I'm jumping around the house right now, because I'm excited about what God is doing and the move of God in our lives. And this to my brother Johnny, man, listen, you know, I always was taught that the devil only messes with people that's going to change other people's lives and that God is working in their lives. That's the way the devil works, man, and that's what he does. He tried to trick us. My testimony is about just being in fellowship with folk that want to grow in Christ. And my testimony is that I'm watching and seeing the move of God in young people's lives, man. Mm-hmm. And for you to make a step out on faith like you did all week long from just smelling it, and you said, I believe and trust in God. Hey, man, I take my hat off to you, man. Because that's a hard piece to have. Especially at a young age, man. You know, how many 25-year-old guys who truly got a passion for God and you have a relationship with God? There's a very few. But you stepping out on faith like here, saying, hey, I'm walking on this water, man. And I'm surrounding myself with great, powerful people of God, man. And listen, man. I'm honored, and it's a blessing, man, just to be in fellowship with you and to be linked up to you as a brother. And sometimes I have to reevaluate things and see how the age value is with young people, man. But I take my hat off to you and your family and your wife, man, because y'all are doing some things that 25-year-olds don't do. You got some folks that 60 or 50 years old don't do ministry. It's an awesome ministry, man, when you got a partner with you, man, that can do some stuff. And I'm just enjoying the God in you guys, man. A-A-A-B, hey, Jeff Praise, I'm enjoying you guys, man. I'm enjoying the God in y'all. Y'all encouraging me. I'm just honored, and it's a blessing. Man, my stomach and my heart are just fluttering. Oh, with so much joy, man, so much joy. So much joy, man. I just wanted to share that. That was in my spirit to testify about people around you, man, because you're connected. God stay connected to the grapevine because our help comes from the hill. And our help is on the way because it's already here because we have it in our heart. We wake up with it in the morning. Hey, we are the church. We are the church.
Amen.
I want to be like Jesus. When I wake up on the seventh day, I want to receive that joy for all that I created and all that I have done. Let it
and
be
you
not
definitely
spoken
will.
Of, man. And it's a blessing. Thank you.
And
thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Go ahead and get you another plate. This is a buffet. This is a buffet of the word. Get you another plate and come back and get you another plate. Let's open
and
up to the Let's open up 206. The dialogue is lighting up. We see y'all traffic. This is something. And what I ask you guys to do is make sure you're in a quiet background, because if you're not, we're not going to be able to hear you. So before I get to you, I want you to get into a quiet background. Take me off your speaker because it's going to be an echo. So let's get it. Yeah, where we at? 206-457. You're now live on Spiritual Feeding. What's your name? Where you calling from? 206-457, can you hear us? All right, cool.
I can almost hear it. It sounds like it's like in and out.
Yeah. Let's see if 253-553-517, you're now live on Spiritual Fiending. What's your name? Where you calling from?
This is Tez. This is Martez. How y'all doing today?
Martez, brother Martez is live in the building. Y'all already know we gotta give you an all right. You done stepped up in here, so it's all right.
Yeah. I just logged on. I'm sorry if I'm late. You know, this is TDK, you know. I'm coming here to just say, I heard one brother say, you know, that we're the body, and that's so true, you know. And we have to look to the hill where our strength comes from, everything, and our breath and everything. And I just thank God for each and every last one of y'all, you know, to even, you know, we come together in fellowship like we did earlier today. It was a blessing. You know what I'm saying? It was a real good blessing, and I really appreciate that word you shared last night also.
Oh, thank you.
EB.
Yes, big shout out to United Christian Center. Big shout out to Pastor Battles. He allowed us to come and share the word in their home. They opened up our doors. They opened up their doors for us, and I was able to do some speaking. And the topic was favor is not fair, but it's promised. And we already know favor may not be fair, but it's promised. So big shout out to United Christian Center. We appreciate you having us. And big shout out to the Bishop and Pastor Battles. We appreciate you guys. Make sure you guys Google them, and also look out for Pastor Battle's book that he has still Hungry is the name of the book. So you make sure you guys go ahead and check that out. But Martez, I definitely appreciate you for bringing that to light. And of course, we've been talking about trust all week, and it's so important that we trust God. And I definitely want to get some feedback on you about trust.
Okay. I believe my opinion about trust, that goes a long way, you know, because if you can't trust nobody, you know, what can you do? You know, yeah. Trust and love to me goes
right.
Hand in hand, you know, because you ain't going to give nobody nothing that you don't trust. You ain't going to tell nobody something that you're dealing with if you don't trust them to keep it amongst you and them. So trust, that word is so powerful. You know, that's a powerful word. And God tells us to put everything in him.
Mm-hmm.
Don't put nothing in man, because man will fail you, but God will not fail you.
Mm-hmm.
God will sustain you. He will keep you.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to trust him.
Huh.
And once you understand what trust really means, you can let go of things that kept you from trust.
Uh-oh.
That's what you can do. Because it was a time in my life where, you know, I've been hurt by pastors, been hurt by people, family. And what we start to do is we start guarding our heart and be like, hold on, I can't get hurt no more, so I don't trust that person. I'm not about to go hang with that person because I don't trust that person. But God say, if you trust me, you put everything into me, I would teach you and I would show you how to really trust somebody. And to me, we really have to trust God. God is not going to guide us the wrong way. He's not going to steer us the wrong way. He's not going to.
You're absolutely right about that. He's not going to steer us the wrong way. And I like what you said about, you know, trust in God. God will not steer us the wrong way. As long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. I like that.
Nobody
song.
Else.
Yes, Vicky Wine has made a song, as long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. The hotline is lighting
else.
Up. Yes, I want to play this song because I want to get to 443 and 206. They got their hands up. So let's go into a short three-minute break and listen to the song right here. She said, I've been lied on. I've been cheated. I've been talked about, misleading. I've been buked. I've been stoned, talked about all day long. I've been up. I've been down. Almost to the ground, but as long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. It's Diva Ebony B, Diva Spot Radio with that spiritual feedings. Get your plates out, a.k.a. your Bibles, because we just filled up the buffet one more time with some blessings. Let's go. Now tune in live to Diva Spot Radio, and we're passing the praise on the left-hand side. We are talking about Trustform today. We are testifying about the Lord. We're just getting it in, period. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the 1 button to be heard. Let's go ahead and get the 206. They had the hand up, 206-457. You're now live on Spiritual Feeding. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello. Yes. Is that me?
Is that your number?
What's up? This is your boy. It's Johnny Stone. Johnny, what's up, my fault, man. I was over here, you know, I just walked in the door. So I had my phone on speaker. I was here 457. So I wouldn't know that was me. I just wanted to call, give a shout out to you and letting everybody know that Ebony had a good speech yesterday at the event we was at. And today that goes into having trust. And trust is everything. Trust is everything. But you know what? You know what I found out is that having trust in God is a big difference than having trust in man. Mm-hmm. Because having trust in God is life. Mm-hmm. And having trust in man can lead to death.
Mm-hmm.
And so that had me thinking, man, like a couple weeks ago, I confessed to the Lord. I said, Lord, because I work these long hours at work, you know, and I'm like, Lord, you need me to do full-time ministry. And I kept beating myself up, and I finally confessed to the Lord. And I said, Lord, and it was hard for me to say these words, but I said, you know what? I didn't trust you. I didn't trust you one bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I did. Because easy to say that we trust the Lord, but when it comes down to it and he puts you in that position of trust, are you really going to trust him? Because faith without works is dead.
Mm-hmm.
And so that right there built my faith, and it built my encouragement, and it built everything. And I was asking the Lord, I finally surrendered. I said, dang, Lord, I didn't know that all these months and time that I was with you, that I didn't trust you. And I thought that I was trusting them. And I'm like, wow, I'm a lead of a ministry. So how does that look with me speaking on something that I wasn't living? Trust is a big, big thing in the Lord. And I think everybody should study not just on the word, on the word trust, but they need to study the word of God. Study the word of God and ask God to show you what trust is, and he will show you. So I feel to call and to let people know what I was going through with dealing with trust. And I'm glad that what you have on this show today on Spiritual Feed, this is what I needed. This is what I needed to hear, because I've been hearing this all week.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's God speaking to me, using you, using everybody that called in, using the pastor. So I thank everybody. I love everybody for hearing this and for everybody to speak those things, because those things is built my spiritual muscle, for real.
Thank you, so Diane, man. We appreciate that. You couldn't have said it no better.
That's profound.
No problem, yeah.
Right?
Amen.
We give it to God. God gives the glory. God
yes,
gives
he
the victory.
Yes.
We give
Amen.
It to, and getting honest like that, you know, and that's what helps me too, Johnny. You know, when you're saying that, that what helps me too. When I'm talking to the Lord and I can get honest and say, you know what, God, I didn't trust you about that man. And I didn't trust you about that job. And I didn't trust you about that female that I called my friend.
Mm-hmm.
We got to watch how we call people friends. Everybody is not your friend. You know when you got a good friend, when you can judge, you want to judge your friends. Judge, yes, and it's okay to judge. Yes, it is, according to the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
What does God say a real friend is? Let's talk
about
that.
One who laid down his life.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the one that laid down his life, or one that intercessed for you, or one that's going to tell you the truth, tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear.
Exactly.
A real friend brings out the best in you, not the worst in you. A real friend brings out the best in you. And this is what, according to God, says, not what I say. Not what I say. What God says. God says, judge your friends according to what my word says.
Yeah. Amen.
Do you have the courage to do this?
Yeah.
Do you? Do you have the courage to get honest with God? Because we get uncomfortable when we telling our Father, our Creator, and getting honest to say, God, I didn't trust you when I smoked that blunt. I ain't trust you when I took that drink, when I sipped on that margarita. I ain't trust you when I laid down and gave my temple to that man that was not my husband.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't trust you when I went with nobody looking. I took that item, or I took them couple of dollars or them couple of hundreds. I didn't trust you when I neglected my child.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't trust you. I'm not doing your will. I'm not being the best that you have for me. And God, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
But that honesty piece is so important, and God put this on my heart. Where is it? Because I was writing, and you know how you doodling and you writing up in your hand and you writing some stuff down, and God was placed it on my heart. He was like, you know, there's a couple of things that you got to do to get to heaven. You got to put some work in. Thank you, Lord, for giving me that. Boom. Here it is right here. I was just sitting down listening to the word, and you guys can actually listen to the word online. I'm a visual and audio learner. I can read something, but I need to hear it, and I need to put it in action to be able to get it. First thing, when getting to heaven or on the strive to get to heaven is faith. This is what he laid on me, faith. First step is faith. Hebrews 11:1. Go ahead and get your plates out, because I'm about to hit y'all with all meat. All meat.
Amen.
There's no side dishes here. It's going down. You about to get full. Go ahead and unbutton that. Go ahead and open up that belt, because you're going to need a couple of notches after this one. All right. First step, faith, y'all. Faith. We got to have faith. Hebrews 11:1. Second step, repentance. And I was talking about this last night, repentance. Repent means forgiveness and change. You asking God to forgive you and to change you. When you ask, when you repent, you asking God to forgive you and to change you. ABCs of repentance. This is for me. And here goes some more of me. Acts 3:19. I want to go to Acts 2. Thank you guys for placing that on my heart and reading the scriptures right behind it, because I'm going to give you some meat. I'm going to have to give you some water to rinse it down. We eating and drinking. We partaking of the body of Christ. 7:77. Go ahead and get my plate out here. Move a couple of sides around so I can get to the meat, because I like to eat too, y'all. I'm a heavy eater. I got a big, precious spirit. I don't have a flavor spirit. I got a skin spirit. It's big. It's precious. It's thick. She did. Yeah, she eat too. I bring two plates when I come to the buffet. I like to get real full. Okay.
I feel you.
All right, where we at? Acts chapter 3, verse 19. And I don't like to leave dead air on the show, so I'm going to get a couple of hallelujahs and amens on this thing right here. There it is. All right. I'm giggling. Okay. Acts 3:19. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be bottled out when the time of refreshing shall come for the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Say that again. Acts.
Amen.
Chapter 3, verse 19 says, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be bottled out when the time of refreshing shall come for the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. That's that second step. Second step to have it. Second step to have it. Repentance means forgiveness and change. ABCs to repent. A, you got to admit it. Admit what you did. Get honest. Like Johnny Stone just showed us, he is an example. B, be sorry. Feel remorse for what you did. C, correct it. Correct what you did. You admitted it. You feel sorry for it. You being sorry for it. C, you correct it. D, do not do it again.
I don't know.
ABCs to repentance. Yeah. A, admit. B, be sorry. C, correct it. And D, do not do it again. Acts 3:19 says it. Let's get to three because I see you 206-679 about to get to you. Step three, baptism, baptize. I think it's a good thing to be baptized. Me and my son was baptized together, y'all. I'm going to share the story with you. My car was about 6'7", and I think I was about 26. Me and Makai, big shout out to Pastor Andre Mutier. That was my pastor in Newark, New Jersey, at St. Luke's Baptist Church. He baptized me and my son. First he went, and then I went. Father God, thank you. That's beautiful to share my baptism with my son.
Thank you, Lord. God?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, God.
That's beautiful.
Pieces. That is beautiful. I mean, that is beautiful that me and Makai was baptized together. I knew God was doing something right then and there when me and Makai was baptized together. It was just wonderful. There go two pieces of meat that y'all can go to. John chapter 3, verse 5, and Acts chapter 2, 38. Again, that's John chapter 3, verse 5, and Acts chapter 2, 38. So we got the three steps before we get to heaven now, right? We went to three steps. The first one was faith. The second one was repentance. The third one was baptized, the baptism. And the fourth one is the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost riding. Holy Ghost riding. Ah, y'all think I'm a Holy Ghost ride? I do it every day.
Holy Ghost ride.
Yes, the gift of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit. It's so wonderful. John 14:26. Go ahead, get your plates out. We got Johnny Stone up in here, so we're going to get in John. How ironically, thank you, Lord. We're going to get all up in John. Let's see, John 14. Where we at? John 14. And God is shooting right now, so let me just go right to the scripture on the net. I'm using my Bible. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Okay, John, St. John 14, chapter 14, verse 26 says, But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. Whosoever I said unto you, the Holy Spirit is a Comforter. And we thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you. Last step. At 206, I thank you for waiting. I'm getting to you right now. We started off with faith, which is the most important thing. We repented. We got baptized. We received the Holy Ghost. Now, endure to the end. Can you hear that? Endure to the end.
Important.
Endure to the end. Stick it out. Stay down. We're almost to the very best part. Yeah, Mary, say that. Stay down. You two can pass the test. I know we got a lot of work. I know it ain't been the best, but it surely ain't been the worst. Better say it. I love my life, man. I love my life. Do you hear me? Let's get 206. 206-679. You're not allowed for spiritual feeding. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yo, man, I'm the only one, the only number one, just praising the building. I'll let you, boy. Repping off.
All right, all right. Oh,
man.
The one and only. You gonna learn today, boy.
Whoa. Go to sleep.
Yeah.
Wow. Good sleep, boy.
Wow.
Don't build up on some catfish. Now I'm trying to get filled up on some spiritual fish, you know what I mean?
Oh, we got that fake, we got that fake fish. You got that fake fish.
That's
you got
a
fake
fish,
bro. You got that fake fish. Yeah, with your chest open,
tank top on. All right. Wait a minute. We got a lot of background going on. Let me see who this is. That's you,
Whoa, Jess Frazee. Right. What is going on over there?
Yeah, get your background right, Jess Frazee, before I open you back up. If you got us on speaker, take us off. If you...
Right.
Around a whole bunch of
yeah, man, we're on the speaker game, all right? We're doing it big right now.
All right, Jeff Ray.
Okay. Get it to
the shake. I'm hungry. Get us off speaker, man.
But thanks, man. We good.
Get us off the camera phone.
Is it still bad?
Yeah, we got to Jeff Ray. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm waiting on the word.
You call to get the feed in? We were eating it. They got us the buffet.
Hey, when y'all about to get in the word? I thought you were about to call it.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah, we in the word, man. We just was talking about those steps to get into heaven, man. We've been talking about a lot of things. We're talking about trust. We've been talking about everything. I see Jess Frazee is running on CP time today. It's all right. I mean, you know, I'm a little late, but I made it, right? Yeah, that's cool. You just sit back. I see you went for the dessert first, so you know, you just sit back and have your milk and cookies. It's all right to have your dessert first. You know, we live in that kingdom
question.
So now that you got there, it's about trust, Jess Frazee. How important is it for us to trust God? What has trust done for you?
Man, it's extremely, extremely important to trust God. Because if you, well, first of all, if you don't trust God, you'll never trust people. And and I realized that in my own life, like, the testimony God's given me was serious. Like, I had such a fear about, you know, coming to a church again and being in a church, like, setting again, because I was afraid of being controlled. And that fear led me not to trust people to a certain extent. And when it came down to that, I kind of, like, blocked off the words that God was trying to feed me through my brothers and sisters, you know what I mean? You know, because he says we're a body, so I needed to get fed for my brothers and sisters as well as I give out. But I didn't have that trust to take in their word because, you know, I felt that, you know, they were being too religious. And so I didn't really want that, you know, that mindset to get in me and stray me from the path that God was leading me on. So, like, you know, until I fasted and I prayed and the Holy Spirit just really just, like, man, confirmed me that nothing could snatch me out of his hands, that no matter how blue they are or how big they are, he's bigger. And I'm secure tight in him, and nothing could snatch me from him. It allowed me to trust him, you know, not just to believe his preventive power, like preventing something to happen, but to believe that he could resurrect something in me, to believe that he could bring me back if I stray too far, if I get to a certain place, you know, just to believe that he has all power. So I gave him that area, and I start trusting him through his help, through his power, and it brought me to trust him and then trust my brothers and sisters like I should. And it restored me. You know, love trusts all things. Love builds all things. Love restores all things. You know, love upholds all things. You know, you can't love without trust. And you can't trust without love. Truly.
Amen.
So, you know,
amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
All right. I like that. You really opened my eyes. Show you right. All right. You dig it? I can really relate to that because you're right. You know, I had that same issue at a time in my life, you know, because I'm a spiritual person. So, you know, I got this thing where I feel like religion separates people because it does. But I need to get an understanding because religion is necessary because it brings discipline and structure. And we need discipline and structure. So I need to be able to continue to study the word, open up my heart, open up my understanding, open up my spirit so God can be able to give me overseeing of it, and also to be able to give me knowledge about it and why it's important. But I really don't like when, you know, people allow religion to separate people, you know,
yeah,
just because, you know, you know, just because you like the color white and I like the color blue, it doesn't mean that we have to argue or fuss or fight about it. We all got the same goal at the end of the day. It's still a color. Amen.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right, man.
Let's go to the guidelines and get some more love and open this up. I got two more people online with their hand up. We got about 23 more minutes. 206, wait a minute. I done opened up this number a few times. I think that's Johnny Stone.
Right.
Johnny!
I've been on here.
Moving your feet or beat down. double dribble. Easy to blame the government or other men, thugs in them. Sometimes defeat is even easier than trusting him. When the offer's on the table, nothing's off the table. The mind is often able to blind you from cause to make you see the sunny side of a garbage dump. Cause stupid is a stupid dud, Forrest Gump. But I got good news that I offer the men. Cause of the cross you can't rebound like balls from the rim. I'ma start with me, walk with me, let's change it up. Let's paint a different picture before we hang it up. Let's stand loyal to the groom like a best man. Or you can meet me at the book like Nets fans. Somebody asked what's the cue? When you hear his voice say, I'ma trust in you.
I'm trying to wrap my mind around it, trying to get my heart around it.
Yeah.
Cause I can't live my life without it. But the voice is loud and get louder.
No.
I need a strength for the journey. If I will trust you right.
That's why we
trust you right. I wanna trust you more.
Hey.
I wanna trust you, Lord.
Hey. So much.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Evans, being now tuning in live to Spiritual Feedings. Y'all know how we do each and every Sunday, 7 p.m. and on the west and 10 p.m. on the east. You make sure you call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Big shout-out to Forrest 249. I see you. I appreciate you being here. And shout-out to Doris Patton. I appreciate you being here on Spiritual Feeding. We give a big Diva shout-out and Spiritual Feeding shout-out to you because we passed the praise on the left-hand side. Y'all know how we get down. I like that song right there. Martez, how you like that song right there by Molly Music, Trusting You?
Oh, that's an awesome song right there. That's
nice
a real
cut.
Song.
Mm-hmm.
But
nice
I got a scripture.
Cut.
I got a scripture I want to just throw out there, and I think that scripture, it sets you up to start building that trust in God, and it's I believe it is, I want to say, Proverbs 3:5-6. It says, trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, and in all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight.
Mm. Amen.
Mm. Amen.
So that's how you get to that trust. Lean on, mm-hmm. Don't lean on your understanding.
Yeah.
Yeah,
lean
on God.
On him and acknowledge him in all of your ways. In everything we do, acknowledge him.
And see, that's the thing, though, because even that was a downfall for me and where I was and in my thinking, because I know that I'm acknowledging him in all my ways. I know I'm acknowledging my pops. I know there's a lot of time I'm not with him. So when I was hearing things that did not really line up with him, and I know his spirit's in me, I was hearing things, but I was deceived to believe that you're not being humble because you reject something that isn't true. I thought humility was just like listening to everything, even if it was wrong. And, you know, I kind of was afraid of what people had thought about me. They thought that I was like, you know, hard-headed, hard-hearted or something like that. But it was just that what you were saying was not lining up with the truth of God. And so it brought that persona. And it's like, God, okay, I'm acknowledging you. But it seems like more and more I try to, you know, give truth. It's like I'm being hindered or being called, you know, like I'm not being humble, you know, for not obeying what was not true. And it was like just be humble, just be submissive, just be all these different things. But God showed me and he told me, he said, son, if they have the Spirit of God within them, you shouldn't have a problem with speaking to them. And if there's something that's not right, I mean, listening to them. And if there's something that's not right, then talk amongst yourself as children of God and sharpen one another, build one another, restore one another. And that's the part that I didn't really understand. I thought that, yo, you can't, you know, you just got to be quiet and just listen, and even if they're saying something wrong. No, that's how you, if you don't feel it right in your spirit, if it's not right with you, then speak. and you guys will come back and sharpen one another, and that's how the body grows. But I just thought that when the person was talking to you, that's just what it was. You know, just take it. Like, oh, yeah, just sit there and let them talk to you. You know, even if you don't understand it or get it, that you're just being humble. Just let them talk to you. But that was wrong. No, God said, no, converse with one another. Like, sharpen one another. If it's not wrong, then tell them why you don't think it's wrong. Because you could be opening up a door for them to get more understanding as well as you get understanding. And you guys both grow into a head, you know, be unified. So I was kind of deceived in that. You know, I'm like, God, I'm trusting you all my ways, but am I wrong for not taking what's not true? You know, I thought you told me not to, you know, take in what's true. But I didn't know that I could tell people in love and kindness truth, and we converse amongst ourselves, go back and forth, and sharpen one another, not in bickering or arguing or anger, but go back and forth in love and build one another. And so that's the part that I was missing. You know what I mean? Because I'm like, God, I know I don't have a, you know, I know I'm not unteachable because I really do listen. You know what I mean? But I didn't understand, you know, the part of just conversing back and forth instead of like just cutting them off. Oh, nah, dog, you ain't talking truth, whatever, and cutting them off.
I wouldn't say just cut somebody off. I would listen to what they have to say, but then if it's not correct and it's not sitting well within my spirit, I'm going to say something to you. I'm not just going to just go with the flow and, you know,
that's what happened with a lot of people.
You can challenge your spiritual leader. You know, you can definitely challenge them. And one thing about, I want to say this real quick, in 314-223, I seen you with your hand up. I'm going to get to you. But you can challenge a spiritual leader if you don't understand or overstand what they're talking about. Challenge them to help you understand, and then you can say, well, according to the word of God, it says it right here, why does this conflict with one another? You know, and I think a lot of people, you know, within churches and outside of churches with their spiritual leader, they're afraid to go to their spiritual leader and say this, this, and that, so forth. You want to know why? Because you put them on a pedestal. They are not God. They are messengers.
Yes. Yep.
They are tools. And once you remove them from it and put them on a pedestal and, you know, it's pastor appreciation day and pastor birthday and pastor this and first lady that and gift this and gift that, you should get the same thing. Y'all should, this should be members appreciation day, the same gift that you give it to the pastor, give it to me.
That's how I feel
at the end of the day. Just stop putting these our pastors, our first lady, our spiritual leaders on such a high pedestal like they're God, because once they fall, then unfortunately you're going to be a new fool and fall right along with them. Let me see a 3141 to say something. 314-223, you want to jump in on this?
Oh, yes, I got to jump in on this one.
How you doing?
All right.
I was glad to meet you guys. I met you on Twitter. We were talking about what was going on, you know, with the killings and everything that's been happening since the, you know, turn warm. And, and I've been thinking about, you know, folks been... I've been having problems with church because I've been noticing it. I call some of these pastors pimps in the pulpit.
And the reason why I say that,
they make money off of, if you notice in church, it's mostly women. And you have these men supposed to be, I call them wolves in sheep's clothing, sometimes sheep too. But they sit up there and they pass the word. Now, you know there's truth in everything that the Lord passes on. We know the truth because we feel it. We our spirit adheres to it. And then when you have these pastors, you know, faking the fraud, you know, and people have a tendency not to take responsibility for their own spiritual needs and wants and habits. They want to, you know, say, well, my spiritual leader said this, that, and the other, but God gave you free will.
Yeah.
We don't take responsibility for that. So when I see all these, you know, multi-million-dollar pastors and everything, and don't get me wrong, some really good pastors out here.
Yes,
you
really.
You have to understand, also, evil spirits dwell in the house of the Lord.
That's where he gets his energy.
Because he has to know what will make this person tick to make them go the way I want them to go instead of the right way. So, as humans, we are made in His image, and God don't make junk. And a lot of times, spiritual leaders tear others down to make them do the deeds they want them to do. And I have a big issue when people use the word to hurt others. If you look at, you know, I don't think religion and politics should be involved, but it is. And God don't care who, if you're a Republican, Democrat,
Tea Party.
He don't care that. He don't care. All He wants is His due. He wants us to know that we are His children. He would carry us when we can't carry ourselves. And trust me, God carried me a whole lot of times. When I was a fool out there, you know, it wasn't like I was out there on drugs or anything, but trust me, you could be a fool without being on, you know, drinking drugs or whatever. We all have our downfalls. But when you think you can't get up, He'll carry you.
I'm sorry, I didn't get your name and where you was calling from. I'm sorry, Queen.
Oh, my name is Raquel. I'm from San Diego, Missouri.
Here I go. I'm sorry. I didn't get you when you first called in. And
okay. Raquel. I'm from St. Louis.
Yeah, I was sick. Oh, best believe I was speaking with over Twitter earlier about all the different craziness that's going on in Chicago. And we've had, like, so many killings over the past 2 weeks. It's just appalling. I told her that I was calling into the show. I was like, oh, it's waiting. I'm talking to my girl, Viva Avenue D. Oh, thank you so much for calling in and it's your inspiration,
no
like everything she was saying. This is something that you definitely should follow. Oh, my goodness. It's just taking so much truth. And it really is crazy that we're going through all this mess. And for what, you know?
I really like, I'm sorry, ladies. I like what Force 259 is saying because Force 259 is in the church. I like this right here, and this is going to be able to feed us right here. Discernment these days in the church is becoming absent simply because many people today is not enduring sound doctrine. Prophecies is fulfilling. Some of these creatures is thriving on the convertedness of the people's heart. That's why some of the preachers have gotten rich. Many people get the phone call, but only a few answer. Few of them are true preachers, and that is so true, and that's why we have to study the word. Even your pastor encouraged you, you know, when you leave the church, is to get the word for yourself. Don't be sitting there depending on somebody to tell you the word. Get it yourself. You have to encourage yourself in the Lord. This way you can have that discerning spirit to know the difference of what's right and what's wrong.
And before you read the word, pray for clarity.
Okay.
Amen.
You got to pray for clarity. Because when you go with chaos within you, the spirit cannot comfort you. It becomes uncomfortable.
Uh-huh.
So you got to pray for clarity.
Amen.
Amen. All right, Quell, we got to give you an all right. You done came through here. She just added some more to the buffet.
You know what? Hey, I got to give you all right. My spiritual needed. Believe it or not, I had a seizure earlier this morning.
Oh, my goodness.
And I couldn't really talk. And I had a friend called me and he said, you know what you're supposed to do. And I was like, yeah, I haven't given up or anything. He said, I know that, but you allow certain things into your life that is not conducive what God wants you to do. And I was like, then I had to think back, and I was like, yeah. So when I came, all of this is not by design. It's all by God's design. It's not a coincidence whatsoever. But I appreciate you guys. I appreciate what you're saying, what I'm learning, I need that spiritual food. I need that vitamins to keep going. So I want to say thank you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're welcome, Raquel. I mean, anytime you want to tune in, we're on every Sunday, 7 p.m. on the West, and that'll be 10 p.m. on the East. Each and every Sunday, we're on Spiritual Feeding. And, of course, we always have a different topic that we're talking about. And this week, we've been talking about trust all week. And trust is so important. The week before that, we were talking about faith. But we're talking about trust right now. And just to give you guys a head up for next week, we're going to be talking about prayer. I always give you guys something to meditate on, to research, to talk to God about is prayer and getting understanding. So when Sunday do come, we've been studying the word on prayer all week on top of getting more feeding. But when we come together here and fellowship with each other right here on Diva Spa Radio, we can talk about this with each other. I love to fellowship. I think it's so important. I'm not a weekend warrior. So, you know, I put my number out there anytime, you guys. My number, 908-296-5739. Again, that's 908-296-5739. You guys can call me up at any time. It's Ebony B. I actually put it in the chat room. I love to fellowship with you guys. I'm not a weekend warrior. I'm not friendly on Sundays. You know, I want to worship with you every day. Sure. I just want to come up and say, praise the Lord, sister. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, it's more than that for me. I want to hear from you all week. I want to hear from you often. I want to fellowship with you often. I want to talk about the word with you often. I just really like that. It's the food tastes good in my mouth. Right. So, again, my telephone number is 908-296-5739. All right. I see a couple more hands up. You know, I got to pass the praise on the left-hand side. We got about 2 minutes left into the show. This has been an awesome show tonight, you guys. I mean,
nice.
Wow.
Yes, guys. Oh, my gosh. It's so quite
awesome. Amazing. Like, everybody that's called in is just so, so powerful. That's the will of God right there.
Exactly.
In a minute, God, remove me and use me. Let's see if 206-538 want to be used.
Hello?
Yes, 206-538, you're now live on Spiritual Feeding. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hello, how you doing? This is A.B.
J.B.
You know I had to come on. The rest of the crew is in there, so I had to get in there too.
What they call me.
Man, I heard you hit me up earlier, sis, but I was helping the mother of this service I be going to get in her house, so my bad.
No, that's fine. You know, you being used as a tool. That's fine. We all on the line. We're going to go into overpraise. We're going to call this the after hour of praise. We're going to go into this. You got 1 minute. You got to call in to 347. We got 60 seconds now. 347-850-1521. 347-850-1521. Call the number now. Those who tune in online, thank you for listening. We appreciate you guys so much. Thank you, Force 259, for tuning in. Those who's on the phone line, stay on the line, because if you hang up, you won't be able to get back in. And I'm going to do about 5 more minutes.
Okay.
Hey, B, we talking
What's
about
up?
Trust, baby. I want to trust you, God.
Man, all I can say is for everybody out there that's still in the world, even us, too, that's in God, trust is so vital to live by with God, because you can't trust the things of the world. All you can do is trust God. Man will fail you, but God never will.
Yes.
Each and everything in this world that you do, God always got you to always, always depend and trust Him. And for me, y'all already know, I come from Chicago, Illinois, and my family, you know, I couldn't even trust the folks. You can't even trust the folks in your family. You know, God said man is weak.
God is wicked. Oh, man, they wicked, God. Man is wicked, and they would do some deceitful things. I'm telling you.
Well,
The word says, put trust in no man because man will fail you.
That's it.
It's in the Bible. And
don't
yourself up, though. But you know what? I'm not the one that's well versed in the word, but I know what's real. And he is.
And we'll tell you, we're human. We have good intentions for each other, but you know, some of us promise things that we can't. We probably able to do it at that time, but then you know we fail later on. But do not put your trust in man. Put it in God, the author and the finisher of you. He is the author and the finisher of you. He knows what your purpose is. You just gotta allow him to give it to you and do it for you. Guys, we have came to the end of the show. I want to go back over these announcements because I want to make sure you guys check them out. Here we are. April the 7th at Blessed Temple Ministries, Pastor Winston and First Lady Winston is going to be having a community egg hunt. It's going to be at Dawson Park on 90th and Portland Avenue from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. There's going to be food and games and prizes. This is a free event, so mark your calendars April the 7th to come out and worship and praise with a community Easter egg hunt with Blessed Temple Ministries with Pastor Winston and First Lady Winston. Also, March the 31st, Rise is going to be happening. Rise. Refuge and Salvation Eternally is going to be March the 31st, 7 p.m., and it's going to be located at the Hope Center Boys and Girls Club on 66 in South Tacoma Way. You definitely want to make sure you show up to that. Black Crown Ministries will be performing there also. Jess Praise will be performing as well, so you guys make sure you come out and to support. April the 13th, Rodney Lucas, All the King's Man, presents the Open Praise and Testimony Phase 1. It's going to be at the Destination Christian Center at 1651 Center Street. That's 1651 Center Street in Tacoma, Washington. And that's going to be on April the 13th. Make sure you come out and to support that. Man of God Outreach presents the Youth Skate for Your Life fundraiser party. This is going to be fun. Diva Spot Radio will be broadcasting for there. Live from there, CBG will be live in the building. Black Crown Ministries will be live in the building. That is going to be on April the 15th from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at Wheeler Skate Arena. That's going to be at 2101 West Mildred Street, Tacoma, Washington. That's 2101 West Mildred Street in Tacoma, Washington. And if you didn't get all those dates, that's okay. Just go ahead and friend me on Facebook so you can be updated. Go to www.facebook.com/EbonyBrinson, B-R-I-N-S-O-N. And yes, I spell it the original way, E-B-O-N-Y. Thank you, Lord. Yeah.
I want to thank everybody for tuning in to Spiritual Feeding. It's just been a blessing, you guys. Make sure you network with me and worship with me all throughout the week on Facebook, on Twitter. You can find me on Twitter at Diva Ebony B. I want to thank Mr. Naya for coming through. I want to thank Johnny Stone. I want to thank Rodney. I want to thank Jess Praise. I want to thank Chosen for coming through. I want to thank Raquel for coming through. I want to thank Force 259 for coming through. I want to thank Martez for coming through. I want to thank everybody that called in and just praise God because it's all about God. And we're going to go ahead and end the show out with a prayer. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for just using me. Thank you, Lord, for using little old me. I just want to do your will, Lord, and I just want you to use me, not just today, tomorrow, yesterday, the day after that, how many days or how many days you want to use me. Just use me, Lord. Heavenly Father, your word says you know what we need before we even ask you. We are so humble, in our humble minds, that's hard for us to understand sometimes, Lord. Mm-hmm. We trust you to supply all of our needs.
please help us to truly understand that the more we make ourselves dependent upon you, the better we'll be, Lord Jesus. Father, we pray that you will empower us to take the steps we need to take as we receive direction from you. Lord, we don't know what's best for us. We don't. But we trust your Holy Spirit will guide us, Lord. Father God, thank you, Jesus, for showing us how you can make a way in our make a way out of no way. Over and over again, you continue to show us this. Today, we trust in your righteousness, and we rely on your goodness and mercy, Lord. In your name we pray, Jesus. Amen.
You guys, make sure you check us out. My spirit is so full right now, I can't even move. I'm kind of stuck. I'm in a coma.
You just don't know what this did for me. I mean, I'm actually healing. I can feel myself healing now.
Because, I mean, God is opening my eyes up.
That's real.
You know what I'm saying? You know, I always talk about stuff, but I keep myself as I'm talking about stuff. So, and then, but then,
Lord, the Lord knows we're all not perfect and we're going to fall, but we don't mean we have to stay down. We can learn from it, and that's the beauty of God, because he's a good God.
We fall down, but we all get up, man.
Yes, and he'll carry you, and he carries you when you can't carry yourself.
Yes, he will. He already went before us and made a path for us. You know, we just gotta stay on course. Just stay on course. That's it. It may sound hard, but just stay on course, you guys. I want you guys to keep God first, family second, and career third. Again, I love you guys, and I am out of here. Diva Ebony B, make sure you worship with me throughout the week. Again, friend me on Facebook, facebook.com/EbonyBrinson, twitter.com/DivaEbonyB. Encourage yourself. Yeah.
Pat your own self on the back, yeah. Yeah, you.